This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about during the second, third, and fourth segment today is the question that Americans should be asking their acting representatives is, where did you get that authority? Did you hear what I said? Where did you get that authority? And I'll blend that together in just a couple minutes. Before we do that, I wanted to highlight some of the things concerning the religion of peace today. Because, America, I do hope you understand that under your noses, even now, as we speak, Muslims are colonizing. They're colonizing geographically, demographically. They're putting themselves into the numbers. And then they vote in the representatives. And then they are beginning to attack our system of government. We've seen this from the likes of Rashida Tlaib. We've seen this from Linda Sarsour. We're seeing this from Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. As a matter of fact, what we have in Minnesota right now is jihadi rep Ilhan Omar supports groups that produce child beheading skits in Pennsylvania that we actually played the audio for you just last week. I don't know what it is that the American people don't understand concerning what's taking place here. You're under attack. And it's interesting how these people put themselves in the positions of the victims. And keep in mind, friends, just like in California, this is what it rides off of. They must first demoralize a people to control a people, okay? And once the people that are being demoralized, well, before that, the first step is advocating what God condemns. Once you accept it and you give tyrants the green light concerning demoralizing their children the way that they're doing in California even now. As a matter of fact, just let me give it to you so you understand exactly what I'm talking about. In California right now, they're approving a new sex ed guidance. Critics say it's too explicit, morally corrupt. Of course, they have to demoralize you before they can control you. Okay? And keep in mind that this is first happening with the homosexual lobby, the sodomy lobby. They play the victim when, in fact, they're the ones perpetuating the crime. Okay? Glesson's founder, Kevin Jennings, said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. So, in other words, they're not the victims. They're the perpetuators of the crimes. And this is totalitarianism every step of the way. Let me get back to this. Jihad rep Ilhan Omar supports group that produced child beheading skit. Now, friends, how prominent is this that which I'm highlighting right now is taking place in your country? Again, keep in mind Leviticus 26, verse 15 to 46, Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15, all the way to 68. You're under the judgments of God, period. There's no other way. There's not a nice way to say, friends, that America, you're in the position that you're in today because you fail to keep the commandments of the God that you say that you love in dealing with crime. Okay? How prevalent is this today? Well, I wanted to show you this, friends, because I think it's pretty important for people to understand, again, what's taking place here by the religion of peace in the United States of America. And interestingly enough, they've been given cover by the CIA-controlled media, and they're being allured into the United States of America. And now they're here, and now they're on the attack, and yet they decry victim status. Now, did you know that, for example, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, once he began to understand his enemy, he had to take them head on because he knew that they could not be negotiated with, okay? So what he did is he fought fire with fire, force with force. And he met them on their terms, and we won the day because of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What's happening in America today, by the way, Thomas Jefferson himself co-authored the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, but fundamentalist Islam was like no other religion in the world that he had ever seen. That's important for you to understand. And also understand religious freedom falls, friends, as an asylum to those that are here to assimilate, not to those that are here to conquer in any sense of the word. Thomas Jefferson's greatest fear was that someday this brand of Islam would return and pose an even greater threat to the United States. We are now in them times, okay? This should concern every American listening to me right now, that Muslims have brought about women-only classes and swimming times in America at taxpayer-funded universities and public pools, that Christians, Jews, and Hindus have been banned from serving on juries where Muslim defendants are being judged. Piggy banks and porky pig tissue dispensers have been banned from workplaces because they have offended Islamist sensibility. Ice cream in America has been discontinued at certain Burger King locations because the picture on the wrapper looks similar to the Arabic script for Allah. Public schools are pulling pork from their menus, on and on and on. Folks, it's death by a thousand cuts through your tolerance only. Or inch by inch, as some would refer to it. And most Americans have no idea that this battle is being waged every day across America by not fighting back, by allowing these groups to obfuscate what is really happening and not insisting that the Islamists adapt to our culture in the United States. The United States is cutting its own throat with a politically correct knife and helping to further the Islamist agenda by tolerating their crimes against we the people. Just in Minneapolis, friends, alone, recently, the first Muslim, mayor-appointed Muslim to the police force in the United States of America was found and charged on first and second degree murder. The Somali communities did not like the fact that he was charged with murder. They said that he was defending himself. Friends, when you look at the case, he was defending himself from nothing. He was attacking. And furthermore, he had three other complaints on file concerning of his abuse and attitude towards women. Okay? He's now been charged. And people across the country are glorying in the fact that he is having to deal with the same laws that the rest of us do. The Somali communities don't like it, friends. And it shows you that they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer, to overthrow again, okay? With that said, I want you to keep in mind they play the victim, right? They're the victims. In Denmark, where 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. They're the victims in Germany, where Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 Muslim attacks on Germans every single day. In Sweden, they're the victims as well, where 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% of the Muslims. I got a question for you men in Denmark and in Germany and Sweden. Why are you allowing your women to be made a prey to those that are attacking and raping your women? In England and in Wales, they're the victims as well. Over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, the Muslims are the victims as well, where 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. And in the United States of America, where they're now the victims as well, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps, and 68.3% are on cash welfare.
Pastor Mike Spaulding inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Go Therefore Conference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Welcome to my friends on Top Chat. I appreciate it. We appreciate the trust of Michael Roach as well over at Before It's News. Thank you, my friend. With that again, friends, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. It is, and he is alive forevermore. That's who we serve here. We were just talking about how the religion of peace are playing the victims while they are on attack, on the attack mode. And I was just highlighting, friends, again, you can't make this kind of stuff up. In California, what they have to do is demoralize the people first. It's exactly what they're doing. In California, they're approving a new sex ed guidance. They're attacking your children. By the way, in California, you can actually watch videos still online that were posted, I believe, up until 1962, that if you were to encounter a sodomite, a lesbian, or a homosexual, friends, you were to turn them into the authorities. You can watch that online. It shows you how backwards we have become. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. They first demoralize. And then when you advocate what God condemns, the enemy comes through the door. We're seeing methodically and systematically the Muslims, the religion of peace, do the exact same things, line upon line, as the homosexuals are. Okay? The American people have been awakened to this. Well, good for you. Oh, then that means you better deal with what you allowed first, right? Because until you appease God, you are under judgment, period. That's how it works. If you want mercy, then obey first. And that's how it's applied, friends. We were just highlighting the fact that we have Jihad Rep in Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, supports group that produced child beheading skits. And then I was talking about also in Minnesota where the first Muslim police officer who killed an innocent woman, she was the one that was responsible for calling the police. She believed that there was an assault taking place in her alley. She walks up to the police car. He turns and crosses his partner, and he shoots at the woman and shoots her dead. the Somalia, we're being told now the Somalia community in Minnesota didn't like the verdict. He's been now charged with first and second degree murder, and rightfully so. They don't like the verdict, friends. They don't like the fact, friends, that he's being charged in America. See, it shows you they're not here to assimilate. It shows you that they're here to establish their own system of government. And who do they have on the head concerning Keith Ellison, the criminal himself? And we also have Ilhan Omar, another one, friends. A known fundraiser for the likes of CARE and Hamas terror-tied groups in America. Along with Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, and others across the United States of America who are now attempting to infiltrate your government, and then they attack. It's exactly what's happening. They're playing the victims. And I was just highlighting the fact, friends, in America alone, I went through Denmark, Germany, Sweden, England, and Wales, and Belgium, and I showed you, as well as in the UK, I showed you what they're responsible for concerning their crimes against the innocent people of those countries. And notice Denmark, Germany, Sweden, England, and Wales, Belgium, and the UK all gave way to be demoralized. They gave the thumbs up to the sodomite communities. So once they begin to advocate what God condemns, he said, okay, go ahead. Now they're being toppled, America. If you don't want to listen to this, you're not going to listen to anything. And I want to tell you something. Once again, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about what's going on in your country today. Today. In the USA, I got this at the tail end of the last segment, but in the USA alone, the Muslims, the religion of peace are here. They're playing the victims here too. Did you know that 91.4% of the Muslims that are here, the refugees, did you know that they're on food stamps? So not only are not only is your government illegally taking your finances and allocating them to those that mean to conquer your government, but also keep in mind those that are coming here, namely the Muslims, the religion of peace, that are decrying their victim status, you're the one supporting them. You're the one supporting them, and they're still attacking you, America. Okay? With that said, we also have in America alone, 68.3% of all the Muslim refugees in America are on cash welfare. They're on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11 in America, and 60% of the migrants that have come into America, the refugees that have come into America from Mideastern countries, they favor Sharia law over American law. I didn't say it. They said it. Again, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 and 68. How is it that they are the victims? They know the system. They're playing the totalitarian method game, friends. They're pulling your hair. They're smacking your face. When the cameras show up, they play the victim. When, in fact, they're the ones advocating the crimes. Again, when are you going to wake up, America? Just yesterday, I shared with you concerning what's flooding in through the southern borders in McAllen, Texas, actually the day before and yesterday. We had our friend over there. We actually did a video. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's there for you to see that over 2,000 illegals are wandering into America just through McAllen, Texas alone. Over 2,000 of them every single day. Well, you're falling for the circus of politics, believing the right and the left are at war, when in fact the President of the United States of America holds in his hand, where he can put his hammer down and say the buck stops here, like Truman did. He had, by the way, President Truman had back in the 50s, Operation Wetback, where he took all those that were funneling in and infiltrating America. Back in the 50s, Operation Wetback is where they gathered them up and they exported them out. Okay? The President of the United States of America has the same authority, but yet there's so many of you out there that are caught up into the fact that he can't do anything. No, he can do everything. I have personally spoken to a constitutional attorney who has won at the Supreme Court every time he steps into the court. He said, if you're waiting for that guy in the People's White House to do anything about the immigration problem, he said he's sitting on his hands, you're waiting for the wrong guy. But he has the power to put a stop to it right now. But he doesn't do it. The worst of what could be happening in the United States of America is happening under this administration. And that's all by design. Nothing happens in politics that's not first planned, said Roosevelt back in the 30s. It's exactly what's happening. Because while they have your eyes diverted off onto other topics, you're being inundated. You're being bombarded on a daily basis, only to divert you from what's really going on. And I'm taking the time to go in and showing you, friends, what they don't want you to see, what they're attempting to divert your attention from. This is what they're trying to get your eyes off of. They want your eye off the ball. They want you watching basketball games. They want you watching movies. They want you to be caught up into the system of politics. America, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and it's time for you to wake up and put your feet on the ground and understand what's going on in your country. It's all happening by design. And it's not man. It's not the good guy. It's not the bad guy. This is the judgments of God upon a disobedient people. It's just that simple. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over, because I can bring this in and intertwine this message simply. Senator Cory Booker came out recently, and he is refuting those that are condemning Rep. Ilhan Omar's dismissal of 9/11. Okay. We also have in mind, keep in mind, the Religion of Peace and their representatives in the United States of America that are mysteriously inside of government today, and I'm saying that playing the fool to those that don't get it, who are subversive to American government. They have no lawful authority to be there. They swear in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, and apparently they have forgotten about the McCarran Act, the Internal Security Act, friends. Okay. And common sense comes into play. Judges 5:8 says that when other gods come in the gate, there'll be war. That's exactly what's going to happen here, America. And you can rest assured it's exactly what they're attempting. The bad guy thinks that they want to create domestic insurrection so they can overthrow. That will only happen if God permits. But I can tell you right now, this republic will never be, never ever be destroyed. Mark my words. This republic will never be destroyed. I didn't say the people in this republic right now wouldn't be destroyed. I said the republic as you know it will never be destroyed. Just so you know, okay? And I'm saying that in the face of the bad guys, and I'm saying that in the face of the good guys, okay? This country will never be destroyed. It will never be eradicated because God ordained that it should be. When you look at Israel, is Israel still there? Yep. And why was that? Because the Lord said it's going to remain. It's not going anywhere. Now, I didn't again say America wasn't going to go through judgment. America, you are going through judgment. But I got a question for you. For all of those that are so thankful for the sacrifice given on the behalf of your freedoms in the natural and in the spiritual. Read 1 Corinthians 2:14 when you get a moment. How is it that you stand by and allow people like this to do the things that they do? Did you know that Islamic Jihad Rep. Ilhan Omar is attacking Black Hawk Down soldiers? In many ways, she's right because we had no business over there. But the point is the point. She's attacking America. Did you also know that we have Ilhan Omar saying just recently, this was just on the 1st of May, America is not going to be the country of white people any longer. Why do you sit back and allow this? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump reacting to North Korea's latest missile test.
Well, we're looking at it very seriously right now. They were smaller missiles, short-range missiles. Nobody's happy about it, but we're taking a good look, and we'll see. We'll see. The relationship continues, but we'll see what happens. I know they want to negotiate. They're talking about negotiating, but I don't think they're ready to negotiate.
Also on Thursday, the U.S. government said they seized a North Korean ship that's used to transport coal that was in violation of sanctions. Many people living in southeast Texas are dealing with severe flood damage.
And they had to pull my sister out through the bathroom window because she couldn't get out at her doors. So it was a lot.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, though, that flooding and severe weather is stretching all the way east from Texas to Louisiana, Mississippi, and parts of Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These are the articles that I'm highlighting even now. Again, the CIA control means to admit, omit, withhold the information. We want to bring you to the information. We want to spoon feed you, America, with the information they're willing to give you. Because just like you heard during the break, the president talking about a third world country, isn't it interesting how this administration, the last administration, and the administration before that, and the administration before that, they're all willing to go out and deal with third world countries. And do you know why they're dealing with third world countries, friends? Because they're toppling those governments with the use of our military so they can establish a new world order. Just so you know that. Isn't it interesting how they're willing to go clean them governments up, but they're unwilling to clean out our own government, even one like this new administration promised to do so, but fails to act? He's been given the power to prosecute, but he's failed to do it every step of the way. Why? Well, because he's a part of the system. He's a part of the game. He was one that was delivered up as the lesser of two evils, friends. But you need to keep in mind, both were handpicked. Okay, so they went either way. The powers that be, friends, knew that nobody wanted Hillary Clinton as the president of the United States of America. I can share stats with you right now that would baffle you as the lack of support. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, he during the second term, he didn't have the support of the American people. He only had he had the support of the lying media. And again, maybe I'll do a show on that in the up and coming days. But I'm telling you right now, friends, what's going on is all by design. Donald Trump is willing to go clean the clock of other countries, but he's unwilling to clean his own. That should tell you what the problem is right now. Judgment begins in the house of God, and it starts that way with here in America first and foremost. Before we go out and correct everybody else, let's correct ourselves, right? Now let me get over to this, friends. The question that America should be asking their acting representatives is, where did you get that authority from? When you read Article 6, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution, listen carefully. This is important. Listen carefully. This Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, shall be the supreme law of the land. It didn't say anything about when the Democrats are in power. They're a law unto themselves. It didn't say anything about the Republicans when they're in power that they're a law unto themselves. I mean, people, look at how dummied down the American people have been. Look at how dummied down you have become, America, to accept this system, which is foreign again to the Constitution. What, when the Democrats are in power, all of a sudden they can do whatever they want? Really? Who delegated that authority to them? Because we the people didn't. When Donald Trump's in office and he calls himself a Republican and there's people out there foolish enough to believe what he has to say, what is he now, a law unto himself and he can go ahead and do what he wants to do? No, they have a scope of authority that they can operate within. And when they step outside of bounds, America, that's your job to now bring them back into the bounds and the powers that have been delegated unto them by the consent of we the people, right? The consent of the governed. They work for us. We do not work for them. America, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party is unconstitutional. Party affiliations, unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic where we're ruled by law, not by opinion. Okay? So when I say under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, who is the lawgiver? That's the one that we submit to, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, the Mosaic Institution, common law. And it goes on in Article 6, Clause 2. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. What is this saying? It's saying that the supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution and the enumerated laws. Okay? You cannot enact a law that runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution or against God's moral law. If you don't believe me, do your homework and find out what William Blackstone said, the founder of English common law. I got his books right behind me in the studio. He's the one that helped things along to establish what we have today. William Blackstone, John Locke, and Charles D. Montesquieu. And keep in mind what Montesquieu said. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We act as if because people that call themselves representatives have been voted in, all of a sudden now they become a law unto themselves and they can go ahead and do whatever they want at will. No. No. America, that's foolishness. That's ignorance. And when you take that bait, you're asking for trouble. And by the way, it's the bait that the American people have taken. That's why you're in trouble. John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Do you have a problem with tyranny in America, friends? Yes, you do. Why? Because the law has ended. No longer are they there to restrain men from sin. They are actually advocating and indoctrinating people through their examples, their lawless examples, these sons and daughters of Belial that you have accepted as Christians because they said so. You fail to judge them by their fruit. Let me show you the fruit, America. Look around. Things getting better? Nope. Where the law ends, where God's law ends, tyranny begins. And then what happens? A hell is created. And the Lord said in Psalm 9:16 and 17, I'm known by the judgments that I execute. And he said, the people that will not be ruled by me, I'll turn that nation into hell. That's what's happening. We're doing it to ourselves. We're doing it to ourselves. Now, recently, communist and representative of special interest groups, Cory Booker, by the way, we asked him to get on the radio with us, and he wouldn't, and if I was him, I wouldn't either. But he's a communist, he's un-American, and he is a representative of special interest groups. Just today, friends, he said, Tim Brown wrote, this is the headline on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, anti-American senator Cory Booker wants to impose federal gun license on gun owners to exercise their rights. Why is it that they're alluring those into this country that mean to destroy this country while they're at the same time simultaneously trying to disarm the people from protecting themselves against those that mean to conquer them? Doesn't that tell you who they're working for? Yep. Yes, it does. It shows you who they're hand in glove with, friends. And again, it's for you, America, to put their feet and hold them down by the chains of the Constitution. And if they're not held down, friends, then you don't remove the Constitution. You remove the men that mean to pervert and overthrow the Constitution. But see, the media's got into your minds that that's too radical. No, what's radical are the things that you're allowing them to do. What's radical is your apathy. What's radical is your tolerance level concerning what they are doing to your country. That's radical to me. It's love when someone stands up against it. Cory Booker said Americans should be thrown in jail if they won't give up their guns. Did you know that? I mean, folks, that's a pretty strong statement to make, especially when Cory has armed security details protecting himself from the people that he's supposed to serve. I need to say that again. Cory Booker just recently said, and we see this across the boards, Cory Booker said, and by the way, I don't care what Cory Booker says. He needs to be removed, Article 2, Section 4, and he needs to be indicted. His record needs to be gleaned, and where he's violated even the smallest jot or tittle of the U.S. Constitution, he needs to be charged for his crimes. Hey, folks, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Yep, that's right. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Yep, that's right. Whose job is that? Those that call themselves Christians, those that call themselves conservatives and patriots. That's your job, to bring forth the law concerning his crimes against we the people. He means to disarm you. He means to step upon, folks, upon the blood of hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to give us the right to bear arms in the first place. Again, keep in mind, though, our rights come from God. They don't come from the generosity of the state. That's a evolutionary view of government, if you believe that. But again, that's a pretty strong statement coming from this criminal, isn't it? Especially when Cory Booker has armed security details protecting him from himself from the people that he's supposed to serve. He's not upholding the law. He's trying to tear it down. He's trying to further enslave the American people, to push him back further into the very ditch and hole that they themselves have dug. Because it is, America, your problem when you are the ones that are sinking into the hole. It's you that has dug it. It's your sins that are finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Now, aside of what I just said, isn't it Cory Booker's job, and to those that represent we the people, isn't it their job to uphold our laws and to protect our rights? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, this sure flies in the face of him doing what he promised to do, yeah? Again, with his hand on the Bible, swearing an oath to uphold the enumerated laws which ensure our rights, not to eradicate them. And friends, when they act in such a fashion, isn't that pretty telling? Yes, it is. The Bill of Rights, Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia. That's you, America, every one of you, being necessary to the security of a free state. That the right that God gave us of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be construed. They shall not be violated. They shall not be infringed. And we don't need no black-robed tyrant that hasn't judged a case a day in her life, friends, to give us their new interpretation, because us peasants can't read. No, they're scared to death of the millions of people in this country that are armed. You're the obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros, that has been given a free hand by this current administration to attack at will, to create organizations in the United States of America in the hundreds to dismantle you step by step. Here's a question for you. And this is what I want you to get today on the radio show. Where is Cory Booker deriving his authority from to usurp our rights? Let me say this again. Where is Cory Booker deriving his authority from to usurp our rights? He's the guy that said anybody that owns a gun needs to go to jail. He's also the guy that wants to impose federal gun license on gun owners to exercise their rights. I'm not asking for permission from my employee. Are you? Why would you? Folks, this is enslavement. This is giving absolute control over those that cannot even control their own lives. That's what's embarrassing about all this. And I say that to the 53 countries that are watching America right now. I'm embarrassed for them, friends, in so many different ways. That's why I'm here, righting the wrongs. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
As we're sharing information that the spineless are not willing to share with you, that's all this is about. I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure many will attest to it. I'm not qualified to do what I'm doing here. I'm just simply doing it because I love God and I love man and I love this country. So forgive the speaker. Listen to the message. Receive the message because this is what's happening. And we are blowing the trumpet here, like it or not. During the break, this just came to me just now. In California, they're advancing a bill to allow bosses, co-workers to file gun seizure orders. Okay? It says the measure AB 61 passed the assembly in a Democrat-heavy 54-16 vote and now heads to the state Senate. But again, folks, just to show you how this works. This is happening under what? A alleged, self-proclaimed conservative president. And again, I need to remind people, friends, because we're talking about this very topic right now, but I'm asking the question, where did they receive delegated authority to even initiate or to implement such a bill as this? They've never been given delegated authority to do so. So how are they doing it? They're doing it outside of their scope of authority. They're working against the people that have empowered them to be there in the first place, the privilege to be there. Okay? Hey, folks, 55 new gun legislation laws. Their policies, they run counter to the Constitution. They're illegal. They're null and void. But 55 new gun legislation acts have been implemented by 26 different governors, by a majority of Republican governors in the United States of America. This all happening under Donald Trump. When are you going to wake up? There's no folks. Just because they call themselves one thing doesn't make it so. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Satan transforms his angels, his ministers, into angels of light. It's exactly right. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Getting back to the topic, anti-American Senator Cory Booker wants to impose federal gun license on gun owners to exercise their rights. What? Folks, those that work for we the people derive their just power from we, from the consent of the governed. So how is it that he's trying to bring a license and tag it on you when in fact he works for you? He's trying to reverse the roles. He's trying to make it so you work for him rather than him working for you. And this is at large what's taking place in the United States of America. And again, the question that I want you to put in your heart, instead of getting caught up into their debates, you need to begin to ask the question, where did you derive that authority from? You want to dumbfound them? You want no response? This is the way to do it. Begin to put it to them rather than them putting it to you. But you got to first read the Constitution so you know the difference. Again, where Cory Booker is deriving his authority from is not from we the people. I mean, do our rights come from government or do our rights come from Cory Booker? Do not be confused, Daniel 9:7, because they come from God. We receive our rights from God. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. We delegate that authority to them. Remember what President John F. Kennedy said, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. He's exactly right. As a matter of fact, according to our Declaration of Independence, those that are to represent we the people, again, listen carefully, get it in you, derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people, under God. Okay. Once we forget that we are one nation under God, we're going to soon be under, right? That's exactly right. So Americans, our rights come from God. We then delegate authority to those that represent us under God, Exodus 18:21. So, in saying that, if our rights come from God and not from the generosity of our representatives, then we know that we're the boss and they're the employee. They don't like it when you figure that out. And I don't care that they don't like it. They shouldn't be there. They're not, folks, many of these people want to be there. That's the problem. Those that don't want to be there, they're called of God. Those that want to be there, they're called of the devil. Mariah Woodruff Eder, she's exactly right. She was talking about the pulpits throughout America. So when Americans stand down and allow these demigod wannabes to do what they will, you then add strength to tyranny, for they don't have the law on their side. Let me say that again. They don't have the law on their side. So when anybody, like what I just said, highlighting what's going on concerning this advancing bill to allow people to, concerning red flag laws created by Donald Trump and administration for co-workers to file gun seizure orders, so when they come up with all these bills, these gay bills, these dual bathrooms, men, women, no gender, that kind of stuff, and the list goes on, and new taxes in so many different ways, friends, where did they derive the authority to implement those? See, they're only doing whatever you let them get away with. It's that simple. I mean, it's so ridiculous, friends. They're just creating stuff just to see what they can do because they know the people aren't going to do anything about it, right? They don't have the law on their side. America, they don't have the Constitution on their side. America, they don't have the law on their side. America, they don't have the law on their side. Where do they derive their just authority from? Where do they get that delegated authority from? Not from we the people. See how they do this. This is how the game's played. What special interests do to push forward their unconstitutional agenda is to put their hand-picked useful idiots like Cory Booker and others on both sides of the aisle of a debate. Now, this is a debate that they create to tear down law, for again, there's no difference between the left and the right. Okay? The paradigm. Because it's just set up to divide and conquer. Mark 3:25. They then begin to debate away that which is unconstitutional, but you didn't know the difference. And all of this is occurring in the face of the American people, again, who didn't know the difference either way. Read Hosea 4:6. So, my conclusion is this. When you hear a Cory Booker, this is just the tip of the iceberg. When you hear a Cory Booker, a Mitch McConnell, a Nancy Pelosi, a William Barr. Oh, by the way, William Barr, you do know Donald Trump's pick concerning the attorney general, and now we know that he's the attorney general. You do understand that he is a pro-gun confiscator. You do understand that, right? As a matter of fact, gun owners of America were shooting out these fleeces trying to wake the people up when Donald Trump first began to make him his nominee. Now he's there. He wants to remove your gun. Duh, right? So when you hear a William Barr, when you hear a Maxine Waters, when you hear Donald Trump, who, by the way, said after the Parkland shooting, he said, take the guns first and then due process secondly. He's the one that said that. When you hear a Elizabeth Warren, when you hear a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an Ilhan Omar, a Rashida Tlaib, or any other said representative, regardless of what office they occupy, attempt to implement that which is unconstitutional, just ask them the question, where are you deriving that authority from? Because it will leave them bewildered as well as powerless to further transgress American laws in furthering their un-American agendas. Did you hear what I said? It's important that you get this, and I say this in all sincerity. Where are you deriving that just authority from? That you mean to implement to disarm me? And why is it that you mean to arm, hang on, doing live radio here, friends, just coming up in thought. I want you to hear this. I did an article on this a couple weeks ago. And not just an article, but I did a radio show on it because most people are unaware of this. Number one, you do know that your government, your said government, and again, friends, you are the government, those that work for you are just a mere reflection of you if you tolerate it, good or bad, or you approve of it. But when you look at what's going on here, it's interesting how these agencies are being armed to the hilt. Well, your said representatives, your acting representatives, are trying to disarm you. We did a article, actually it was a couple months ago, it was on March 4th, well, we did a radio show, and I said, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS? Did you know this, America? The government is arming the IRS. They're arming the Department of Homeland Security. They're arming the VHA. They're arming the OIG. They're arming the SSA. They're arming the NPS. You want me to just go ahead and forecast a couple things for you, friends? Because I'll do it. It's on my heart right now. I'll do it just for your sake. You can mark my words on this. All these illegals coming into the United States of America, it's going to be the media will divert it to some lone wolf, or they'll divert it to some organization that they want to take down that's an obstacle to their new world order. That's what they're doing now. That's why you have political prisoners that have done nothing wrong. But what you're going to see is you're going to see these foreigners in the United States of America mysteriously be armed. Mark them. Mark my words. And then you're going to see the CIA media stand back and accuse a group that they didn't want around anymore. And then you're going to find out at length that it was them that armed them. Your government officials, as they call themselves. You need to get a hold of what's going on here. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.